You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, hello, welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast, looking ahead to Sunday's action. You can join us on Racing Radio from 1:50pm with Bobby Beavers, Paddy Aspel and Tom Morley in the studio. Good day racing to look forward to as well. On the flat, we have action at Pontefract. Their card includes a listed race as well in the shape of the Flying Filly Stakes and a couple of William Hill sponsored events on that card as well. We have jumping from Southwell and National Hunt Racing over the Irish Sea from Tramore. So three meetings to get stuck into. My name is Mark Walton and I'm joined by James Millman. Hi, James.
Very well, thank you, Mark.
Good, good man. We're just going to take a little bit of a look back at some of the highlights from Saturday, of course, before we get stuck into Sunday's racing and James gives us a couple of selections for Sunday. We'll start with the big race, as far as we're concerned, on the Saturday, big race at Ripon, the William Hill Great St Wilfrid. As always, it was a mightily competitive handicap, but in the end, gunmetal for David Barron and Joe Fanning has won it quite cosily.
Well, stands rail always key at Ripon, Mark, and most of the horses actually drawn miles away from it. They actually were drawn low and raced on the far side. Yeah, gunmetal, still 19. Typical shrewd ride by Joe Fanning. Grabbed that stands rail. Glenn Morris was drawn 20. Was a horse he hadn't seen much action in the last couple of years. And he absolutely flew home. Third win of the year for David Barron. But key was just getting that stands rail. And I think I feel sorry for Dakota Cold, who won on the other side. He's run a stormer because all the best horses were drawn low. And he's unlucky. But like I say, shrewd ride from Joe Fanning. He's been around for years now, but he knows exactly how to ride these northern tracks, and that was key, sticking on that stand side. And I'd say congratulations to David Barron, who's got gunmetal in absolutely top form.
Gunmetal, the winner, beat Dakota Gold, Growl and Ice Age there in the William Hill Great St Wilfrid. And if you did back your selection in the race with William Hill and it was spring loaded, we'll pay you out for fifth there as well. So first five home in the William Hill Great St Wilfrid, paid out here at William Hill, of course. We also had the William Hill Silver Trophy, said William Hill a lot there, on the card there, won by Quick Look for Mick Easterby and Harrison Shaw. Anything else to take out of that race?
Still 14 of 14 raced on that Stanside rail at Ripon. And I say, William Hill, brand awareness, Mark. You just need to keep repeating that. And a great day at Ripon. Absolutely packed. Loads of people there today. And it's been a fantastic day's racing.
Obviously, we're delighted to sponsor that car because it's always a good day there at Ripon. We also had good racing at Newbury as well. We'll just start with the Jeffrey Freer on their card, won by Hamada, who's now won five in a row. Signs that the progress isn't going to stop either, because he won by 2.5 lengths on Saturday afternoon, beat Raymond Tusk and Walton Street. But he's clearly a horse going through growing place and going through the ranks quite quickly at the moment.
He's caught me by surprise, Mark, because when he won at Wolverhampton and his comeback, I did not see how good he was going to be. And his last win came off 96 in a handicap. I assumed he'd be heading to the Ebor, which is obviously half winning the prize money next week at York. But instead, they come here for the Group 3, which obviously is to get his rating high enough to go for the Melbourne Cup. And he absolutely bolted up. He's just very progressive. Didn't race at all last year, so he's still pretty likely to race. He's improving. Raymond Tusk is a very highly regarded 3-year-old trained by Richard Hannon, who thinks he's probably one of the best he's had in the last 3 or 4 years. He wasn't disgraced. I mean, he's going to improve with time and experience. But Hamada, like I say, surpassed my expectations for sure. And Melbourne Cup is on the horizon for him.
There was plenty of the cliches, weren't there, after his last success, that he looked a group horse in a handicap, and he's proven that. Do you think he can go on again? Group 2, maybe even Group 1 at some point?
I didn't think he'd win today. So he surprised me today, Mark. So he may well go on and surprise in the future. Ken, in the paddock, gave his preview and said he's not the biggest, which perhaps would be the concern when you're looking towards Group 1 company, the very, very best. But against that, he's won 4 in a row this year. So he keeps on improving. And I won't rule out further improvement, because he surprised me once, he may surprise me again.
Feature race at Newbury on Saturday was the Hungerford, when the way of Sir Dancelot beats Dream of Dreams and Breton Rock. Gustav Klimt was very disappointing there. He's been running in Group 1 races with a bit of credit. He's kind of run a similar race in Group 2. Is that just where he's at the moment?
I think Gustav Klimt sums up how weak the mild generation is, even the older horses. Lightning Spear, I love Lightning Spear, but he's an older horse. He's been around the block, and yet he's winning Group 1s this year. 3-year-olds don't look particularly good to me. And against a Dance Lot, who always looks a picture, he's finally coming good. He would have been a very unlucky loser at Goodwood in the Atlantic Stakes. Won very easily today. Labrice de Breeze draw a complete line through that Grays run. Ridden handy today by Robert Winston. That did not suit him at all. He'll head to Champions Day at Ascot on the back of a bad run, but you're going to get much softer conditions there. He loves Ascot, so he might be a very big price to try and defend his crown in the sprint at Ascot and Champions Day. But no, Sir Dancelot, David Ellsworth's done a cracking job of him, and he keeps on improving.
So Dancelot winning there. He's got a really good record over 7 furlongs, and he's clearly thriving at the moment. I did see a quote from our traders for the one of the sprints, I think it is, on Champions Day. But for me, I'd just look to keep him at 7 furlongs. I think that's his best distance.
It is his best distance. Probably the foray maybe would be the one for him, because that is, I think, is the only Group 1 over 7. It's a very much a specialist distance, but there's not actually that many races for him. I mean, really, you've got the Lennox, which he won. Now you got Hungerford. There's not a great deal left for him over this specialist trip, but he's a fantastic horse for David Ellsworth.
Bit of a look back at Saturday's action there. Then let's turn our attention to Sunday now. We've got some good racing at Pontefract, and James has picked out two races for us there. The first of them is the 3:35, which is a listed race for the fillies. It's the Flying Filly Stakes over 6 furlongs. Always a pretty good race at Pontefract, this one, for the speedster fillies, if you like. Who comes on in front in this year's renewal?
Well, we've been talking about draw bias at Ripon, where you want to be on the stand side, whereas at Pontefract, 1 or 2 is the perfect draw, really. But in this race, the horse has drawn 1 and 2. Zane Hanna, who won a handicap off 82 at Nottingham and missed Bar Beach, who was third behind Dance Diva, don't really look quite good enough. So I'm going to go for the one drawn 3, and that is Dance Diva, who beat the aforementioned Miss Bar Beach at Carlisle. She disappointed last time, but she only beaten 4.5 lengths at Goodwood. It's a very messy race. Quite happy to forgive that. I think you might get a little bit of value on a filly that's very, very tough. Dance Diva from still 3. I think she's probably a good each-way bet as well in a very, very competitive listed race. A few of the principles are drawn wide, and that draw can be very, very difficult to overcome at Pontefract. So I think you want to stick to those drawn low, and Dance Diva for Richard Farhay, Paul Hannigan, Julie Park Stud. I think she can follow up that Carlisle list of success back in June.
Siding with Dance Diva each way then in the 3:35. On to the 4:05 at Pontefract next. This is the William Hill Handicap, and it's over a mile. We've got a relatively competitive field as well for this mile handicap. And who do you like the look of in this particular race, James?
Again, a small field is a little bit unfortunate, but again, you want to be on that rail, because it's a huge advantage at Pontefract. Even you have a slight behind the leader and sit third in the rail, you just don't want to be 2 or 3 wide. So in that reason, he's probably going to be short, but still one Georgian Manor for Sir Michael Stout. Richard Kingscott, who's riding very, very well. I know it's not Haydock, but he's just as good at Pontefract. He'll take advantage of that rail, and when he's had opportunities to win, he's taken and won at Beverley quite nicely back in May. Disappointed at Newmarket in a very value handicap back in June. I'm not quite sure why that was, but Karma Waters, he won nicely at Doncaster last time. He's only gone up £4 for that success. He's got the plum draw in stall 1. He's very progressive. I think he'd just go on and improve on here. Completion, stall 2. Obviously the main danger for Woody Haggis and Danny Tello. Had some hard races the last twice round in Britannia. Disappointed behind Astilio and 7th behind Communique at Goodwood the last time out. A decent effort. I just think Georgian Manor's got more improvement. So only 5 runners in a William Hill handicap, but some decent types. I just think Georgian Manor, stall 1, is an absolute gift, and you'll get the job done.
Yeah, small field, but some nice handicappers in there, to say the least. So James siding with Georgian Manor in that 4:05. Good stuff, James. Thank you very much. Of those two opinions, would you have a stronger one? Which do you fancy most?
It's going to be a little bit boring, but Georgian Manor. So I can start with Kingscott. Get on.
Get on indeed. Thank you very much, James. That's the thoughts of James Millman then on Sunday's racing. You'll be able to hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:50pm. Bobby Beavers, Paddy Aspel and Tom Morley are the team in the studio. We've got good racing on the turf at Pontefract, jumping at Southwell, and racing over in Ireland as well at Tramore. So plenty to get stuck into. Do join them for that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Sunday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.